And welcome to Region Park Focus, Catch the Flavor Radio, 600 Dundas. It's your girl ICE. You know we're doing it big here. We got the whole Region Park Focus crew. What up, what up? You know, we only have a few mics, but Iman, Jerry, you know, Sam. And today, you know, we got a special show. We got a few guests up in the house. We got Dave and Jonathan from them.ca. We'll talk a little bit about that in a hot minute. We got Kathy from the Youth Action Network as well. And it's Youth Week coming up. So big up. And so, yeah, basically, I'm going to kick it over to Devin for a hot minute. And maybe you can obviously explain, I guess, what them.ca is all about and kind of what you guys are working on.
Them.ca is a network of 35 artists in Montreal, Toronto, Ottawa, and Chicago, and Barcelona now, actually. And right now what we're working on is the Beautiful City Billboard Fee. This is a tax on billboards with the money going to public art with a priority on marginalized neighborhoods and youth art. We have four objectives. We want more urban beautification and more employment for artists. We want more funding for policing outdoor advertisers. We want to diversify access to public space. We want to promote community ownership of public spaces.
Nice. So I see you were showing me a little bit before some of the things you guys are working on. Mm-hmm. There's a billboard campaign going on, is that right?
Yeah, that's the tax on billboards with the money going towards public art. We've been working on that for since about 2003, and it's been accepted by the mayor's office for review. And right now they're working on it at the policy level, and hopefully we'll have some sort of public consultation this summer.
How did the artwork for that poster that you were just showing me just now come about? Like
the four hands? Yeah, this was an idea that my designer Natalia Grosner and I came up with, an artist named Dixon, and you can check out his work at them.ca.
And just for those who might have seen it with the Grassroots Youth Collaborative, the hands kind of doing the sign language. Mm-hmm. Is kind of what, so when you guys are already doing that right now, like working on the tax and the billboards and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're planning on putting them up like within around Toronto, like the actual
tax is centered on billboards in Toronto in the GTA. There's been some noises starting in other cities right now. And so if Toronto can't get its act together, then some other city's going to beat us to it.
All right, cool. So Jonathan, you're also with them.ca.
Yeah, we recently joined them.
Okay. And you're an artist, painter?
Yeah. I'm an artist, painter. I've actually lived in Nunavut for a little bit after I finished school in Sheridan College in 2004. After that, you know, I just wanted to get out of the city, experience something new. And ever since they're doing art and stuff like that, I've been very involved with youth. I've been doing some youth outreach through hip-hop and art out there. There's a big hip-hop workshop that happened in February 2006. So it was a really good response for kids to, you know, to really express themselves and really show what they want to tell the world. So
I know you were talking a little bit earlier about some of the initiatives that was going down in Nunavut, right? With, you're saying, with the hip hop kind of engagement,
there was a big project that was done, as I said, in February 2006, but it was it was organized by Blueprint for Life Consulting. His name is Stephen Leaflore, a.k.a. Buddha from Canadian Floor Masters, who's the one who organized it with the government of Nunavut. And it engaged, it was a week-long workshop that happened, and there was probably 100 and maybe 160 kids, and it was 8 hours a day. And they just, ever since people started finding out, more people started coming. And then at the end, there was a big battle and stuff. And the stuff they learned through b-boying was a great thing. And after that was done, they kept going with it. And then they formed a baby brother crew. And then just a whole bunch of things started happening, and now they're traveling to different communities and stuff like that. So it's good, you know.
True. And you also have a website where you can check out your stuff.
Yeah, you check me out at www.cruisecontrol.ca. That's C-R-U-Z control.ca.
Cool. And so, and you're also part of them.ca, right? Okay. And we also have Kathy here, who's from the Youth Action Network.
Hi there.
So, Youth Week is going down this week coming up.
Yep.
So I'll just basically let you fill us in for all the youths that are probably, you know, that are listening to what's going on and they could take part and kind of get involved.
Well, sure, yeah. I'll just mention the easiest way to find out about our events, all the details, in case you don't catch them right now, is on our website. So it's youthweek2007.org, or you could also go to the Youth Action Network website. That's the organization that's organizing Youth Week, and there's a link there for Youth Week as well. So you'll see all the events, events throughout the week. Youth Week starts Saturday, May 5th, and it goes on through till Saturday the 12th. So a whole week, lots of stuff to do. It's even hard to know where to start with all the events going on. But the launch party that we're having might be a good idea. It's a film screening and launch party. So that's on Sunday the 6th, actually. And we'll have two different documentaries and a film screening of Khaled.
Yeah, this is Emmanuel Kadini here. I want to go back to the them.ca billboard campaign. Like, who are you guys going to tax? Are you guys going to tax people like Viacom, you know, CBS, and all these big corporate billboard makers? Or
yeah, the tax is just on third-party outdoor signage. So big billboards, Viacom, CBS.
Yeah.
Those guys.
And for the money that you guys get from doing this taxes, how are you guys going to distribute it to artists? Like, who do you guys have in your rosters that are actual artists? Like, because there's actually, a lot of artists in the city, so.
You know, we wouldn't actually take the money directly. We'd want to give it to an impartial arm's-length body like the Toronto Arts Council.
Okay.
So it would be collected by municipal licensing and standards.
Yeah.
Or through revenue collection. And then it would be directed to Toronto Arts Council, which yeah. would be has the capacity to fairly choose artists and to build the kind of capacity around those artists to make those public art pieces happen.
So you guys are basically just fundraising for the Toronto Arts Council.
Yeah, it's all a little right. bit. It's a little bit more than that, though. Like,
because once they have the money, I don't see how they're gonna distinguish, you know, where the money from you guys come from and the money from the other people come from and. And I just want to know, like...
No, I had a long sit-down with them, and we talked about our priorities as far as making sure that there was a priority on youth art and making sure there was a priority on marginalized communities, and they were totally down with that, and they're I think they're people of their word, yeah. So I can't...
And let me ask you guys a vague question. What do you consider art? Do you think, I don't know, graffiti in the streets, do you think that's art, like... Murals or like what's your own, you know, definition of art?
My opinion, and I've been part of the graffiti community since about 1994, is that it's up to the individual to decide what's art and what's not art. I'm not going to go in and say this is that or that's that. It's up to people to think for themselves.
Yeah, because for the old school, let me just finish this. For the old school people, you know, they don't think graffiti is actual art. They think it's just, you know, people just, you know, drawing something really ridiculous, like, and they do tags on people's storefronts,
mm-hmm.
and some people think that's art, but you know, the old folks, they don't think that's art.
My personal opinion is I don't think tagging is art. It can be artful. I think it's more like advertising. I think if you look at the statistics, most youth can recognize all the major logos by the time they're, I think, 5 years old. And in such a brand-saturated environment where people see so many logos and that's so much been pounded into such a large part of their brain, it's no wonder the kids are going to be out painting their own logos on things.
Okay. I just have, like, a question about that, like, in terms of, like, mural arts and everything. Like, I mean, do you guys, like, fund a lot of those mural paintings, or what kind of specific art projects do you guys do for... the them.ca. project?
Well, we have one part of our mandate is to find jobs for young artists. Another part of our mandate is to research urban renewal and to conduct urban renewal projects of our own. So we started out initially where it was very much a hands-on management organization, where we were actually going out, getting jobs, putting artists in those jobs, managing them all the way through. And eventually, over time, we found that it actually didn't work very well for the artists or for us. And now we're just more on the promotion end and on the research end. So we push lots of artists out there, let them deal with their own communications. We give them skills on how to manage, but we don't necessarily, we're not exactly a hands-on management corporation anymore. As far as urban renewal projects, one of my favorite projects was one we did in Kingston Penitentiary, where we surveyed which artists that were part of our group that the inmates liked the most. And then after that, we made 5 designs and circulated those amongst the inmates within Kingston Penn Regional Treatment Center. And then so they picked the design they wanted the most, and then we actually painted that, and it was 120 feet by 17 feet tall. And then after that, we actually went back and fixed it a little bit because there was parts they didn't like. And then we measured what happened afterwards, which was even more interesting. They actually painted 3 murals of their own afterwards. They started sending pictures back to their families because they had a non-prison backdrop that they could be proud of.
Yeah, I saw that picture. I saw that mural. It's a picture of a bird, like two big birds. And I'm thinking, having this mural in a prison like that, I'm thinking, do these prisoners think they're, you know, they want to fly away free, or, you know, like, because, you know, when you think of a bird, you know, think of, you know, freedom, and, you know, there's no limitations, mm-hmm. you know, flying out.
I think the what they chose as subject matter, I think it was more a reflection of the path, because there's two different, there's one birds going one way, and there's birds going the other way. And there's also a phoenix, which is the sign of death and rebirth. And that's basically, at the point in their life, that's what they're trying to get through. Because a lot of them are patients as well as inmates. And I think a lot of inmates are patients. And they're trying to work things out. They're trying to learn skills that they can apply once they get out.
So I'm just wondering, like, how do you think the art projects affect or impact their daily life or something? Or how does it improve it, or how does it help?
Well, let me give you an example. Like, I've done a first mural in Iqaluit. It was done on the city of Iqaluit wall. I was in collaboration with this one of my great friends, Selena Kaluk, and it was done for Alianut Festival. That means to be happy. So it's a pretty much a mural with like. Person with a kakivake is pretty much a hunting tool, and all bright colors and stuff like that. But the impact that it had on the community, especially, like, it's so very, like, in the wintertime, very gray and stuff like that. It really had a great impact with people, like, mentally, and it really stimulated a lot of creativity within youth and just the whole. Just give a lot of color, you know what I mean?
Yeah, one of the most interesting things that we got back from the research we did afterwards with the medical staff at the prison was that they said that people were talking more. They had something to talk about that wasn't drugs or wasn't rape, or they had something that was more, a little bit more human, and something that could that grounded them to their environment. And they also felt, also more people were going there to the prison exercise room, which is really, really important as far as mental health issues and exercise.
So what does the name them.ca mean? Where does that come from?
Them? Well, initially it was them in an acronym, like it was T.H.E.M. And it was kind of this thing that we had like about 15 different acronyms we were using. We were using like the human evolutionary movement, or the human extinction movement, or the horny emu molesters, or the happiness extraction machine, or it went on forever. Like, it was, but after a while we kind of dropped that and just went to them as them.
It sounds better.
Yeah.
you don't like the horny emu molesters?
No.
And can you tell us, what are you doing in Youth Week?
At Youth Week, we are going to be in Grange Park on Wednesday the 9th. And Jonathan's going to be there painting at 6 p.m. Light snacks and paint will be provided for free, and you should come and paint.
And you can meet at the Youth Action Network office beforehand at 5 o'clock. So we'll have some snacks at the office, and then we'll go down to the park.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The office is 376 John Street. So if you know where Much Music is on Queen Street, that's the corner of Queen and John. You just go north there. If you know where Urbane Cyclist is, we're the door to the left of that. So then you just go up to the third floor, and it's suite 307. And all of this, again, is on the Youth Week website, so youthweek2007.org, along with all of the other events occurring during Youth Week.
And we'll also talk more about the billboard fee then.
Yeah, so it's an information session from 5 to 6, and then at 6 o'clock we'll go down and do the actual painting.
So why I'm just curious now. Why do we need a Youth Week? I mean, I see youth running around all the time. They don't seem to do anything.
Why do we need to give them a week?
Well, there's weeks for lots of things, and I think Youth Week is a really valuable week to have to just celebrate what youth do. You know, youth are engaged in lots of things.
No,
so
no, he's right. It's, we should cancel it.
Well, I think the question's coming from someone who's wanting to cancel something else, but maybe that's a discussion for another day, or another 5 minutes at least. No, Youth Week is it's a celebration. It's one of Youth Action Network's core projects. It's a lot of fun. It goes through a whole week. It's been happening every year since 1995, and it's been adopted in lots of other places. So, for example, Hamilton, Guelph, other cities around the GTA. Australia has a huge Youth Week now, so it's really spread, and it's something that allows people to get to know other organizations because it's always a sort of a partnership. Youth Action Network is a network, so we do work with a lot of other youth organizations, and this is just their week to shine. And week to get to know one another and sort of join up to do some things together.
So you're saying it starts on the 5th, May 5th? It
starts on the 5th. On May 5th, there's a Day of Action. It's a National Day of Action for Status for All, and that's actually organized by a group called No One is Illegal. So some youth from YAN are going to meet up and attend that together. And that starts at Christie Pitts Park at noon, and then it'll end up going down to Dufferin Grove Park. And there'll be a fair there. So it'll end with a fair, end around 4 o'clock. And you're welcome to look out for us. We're going to meet up around Christie Pitts. Christie Station. We're going to meet up around 12:15 and then join in that march and rally. Our official launch for Youth Week is on the 6th, so that's Sunday. And we're going to have a film screening at the NFB. So that's down on John Street as well.
Sorry for that campaign, which is like No One is Illegal.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a big march there, and they're doing it at Christie Pitts Park. What's the real theme of that one? Isn't that like for stop the deportation or something? Or is it more other than just to stop the deportation?
Well, that's the main thing. There's going to be a rally, so there'll be lots of speakers talking about other things as well. So that's Stop the Deportations, talking about immigrants' rights. We can those things.
Yeah, so this is Manuel again. So at this Youth Week, are you guys going to have high schools going down to the Christie Pit and participate?
I hope so. I think so. I think
so did you guys go to high school principals and ask them if they would bust your kids down there or whatever?
What we've been doing is sending out promotional materials about Youth Week generally. So all of our events are posted on the site, and then we're talking about Youth Week as a whole week. So
yeah. It's
encouraging
like,
that.
And have you guys heard of Spirit Weeks? Like, you know, in high schools, like when you go in your first day in September, they have Spirit Week. That's what I'm thinking of. Is that how you
guys? It's a lot like that.
Is that how you guys have it?
Yeah, it's sort of like a celebration week. It's a fun week. It's high energy. It's
so you guys going to have, I don't know, cheerleaders, you know, trying to cheer up the crowd. And, you know? Yeah.
Well, I don't know about the cheering so much. We'll be getting to know each other. We'll be doing fun activities together. We'll be probably learning a lot through these film screenings, for example. Another event that I haven't touched on yet is the Yammies.
Yeah.
So that's happening down at Lakeshore Collegiate Institute, and that's organized by another group. So it's called Youth Arts Movement, and it's supported by Lakeshore Arts. So they're having the Yammies, and if you've heard of the Grammys, it's sort of like the Grammys, but it's with youth films. So youth have been submitting their work, documentary, or not just documentaries, but films that they've made, and they're all being screened that day, and then you can select the people's choice, vote for the people's choice, and select a winner for that if you go down to the event.
So you're going to have a press at the end, right? They win a car or something, right?
Something. That'll be a secret. That'll be on May 12th as well from 1 to 3. So,
cool.
If you want to see the prize, you'll have to go down there yourself.
I'll be going down there, yeah.
So that's going on what day did you say?
That's May 12th. It's the same day as our final show, but it's in the afternoon. So the Yammies is from 1 to 3, and then the show This End Begins, which is a urban youth showcase. With lots of performers from across Toronto. That's happening in the evening, so that's from 6 to 9, and that's at Metro Hall. That's 55 John Street.
Yeah. Who are some of the performers that's going to be at that show?
We have lots of talent. It's across the board. Lots of different music, some dancers, guitar.
Any marquee names?
Well...
What about free food?
Yes, that's the other thing. Free food. Free food at almost all of the events.
Is there any room for people to actually perform? Like, would there be any room if someone wanted to, somehow perform now?
Yeah, we can't do an open mic because we just have too much talent already. So, unfortunately, we have to keep it down to 3 hours at the very maximum.
Oh, it's 3 hours is the actual showcase?
Yeah, people can come in at 6, and then it'll be... about a two-hour show. We have to all be out of there by 9:30, so it's an early evening kind of thing. You can go out and do whatever you want afterwards, but it'll wrap up at 9, and then we'll have maybe a little bit of time after, but
so that's at Metro Hall.
That's when that ends.
Metro Hall, 55 John Street, right?
Yeah, room 308, Metro Hall, and Metro Hall is 55 John Street.
Okay.
So that's just south of Queens, south of Richmond.
All right. And so basically, and once again, the website was?
Youthweek2007.org.
Okay, and so people can go and log on. You guys, the Youth Action Network, you guys also have your own website?
Yeah, Youth Action Network has a website. It's youthactionnetwork.org. And from there's a link to Youth Week. So if for some reason youthweek2007.org isn't getting you there, then just go to youthactionnetwork.org. I don't expect that'll be a problem, though.
So I just have another crazy question. So we've been saying this word youth. You know, what's the official age range for youth? Because I still think I'm a youth, but...
I think you're a youth.
Yeah, we're still youth.
If you think you're a youth, you're a youth.
But is there an official age range for that?
There's three.
Yeah, it depends who you ask. According to anyone at YAN, we're probably going to say everyone's welcome. So don't worry at all. Come down to our events.
I'm predicting a lot of people are going to go there, like 45-year-old people. Going there, having fun with the young people,
What are some of the other organizations that are taking part in Youth Week?
Well, on the age question, I'll just maybe add one more thing that everyone who's on the board of directors for Youth Action Network is under 25. So that means that one thing with our organization is that it's really coming from young people. So, it's not just some tacked on youth cabinet or something of another organization. It's like we're an organization that is really... focused on the concerns of the people who are members. So, and then
I was just wondering some of the organizations or the partners that are involved.
Yeah,
seeing as Regent Park Focus is a youth organization,
right?
Just seeing what's good,
Yeah, for sure. Well, YAC, the Youth Action Committee of Campaign 2000, is partnering with us for our launch event. So they're great, and they're doing lots of work on child poverty. And that'll be the focus of the launch party and the film screening. So that's the event on the 6th. You've heard from Beautiful City Billboard Fee group here, them. And they're also partnering. They're doing the event on the 9th. The Yammies, too. So that's the youth arts movement, which is supported by Lakeshore Arts. So they're sort of the core ones.
And you were saying that Yammies is sort of like the films that youths have done.
Yeah, Yammies is a award, award show, like the Grammys, and yeah, it's a youth arts movement, so youth have been putting together lots of films, they've submitted them, and there's a jury, and they've selected the best of them, and then the show is a show of the films that have come in.
And it could be youth from anywhere in Canada, basically?
Yeah.
And just, I guess, obviously, it'd probably be too late now for any youths listening, but if some youths, you know, here we do video, you know, we do PSAs, our youths do their videos, so maybe next year they could get some in. How would they go about doing that? Or anyone who wants to submit for next year.
For sure, yeah. And that's a really good thing. Like, Youth Week is sort of a high-energy thing, but we don't want it to just sort of fizzle out after that. So just go to the site, look for the information about the Yammies, and just click on it and contact them for more information. So links are there.
Okay. And I guess Youth Action Network, you guys have been kind of, when did it all come together? Like, when did you guys actually start as a network?
Yeah, Youth Action Network's been around for a long time. I was just saying, like, we're 18 years old as an organization, so won't be too much longer before, you know, we're not a youth anymore as an organization. So that was 1989. And Youth Week has been happening since 1995, so over 10 years, 12 years.
And it was in 1995 it started doing it in Toronto?
Yeah. And it's been an international Youth Week as well. So people have gone overseas. We've partnered with other organizations in other countries at different times. At this point, it's pretty much focused in Toronto, and what's happened is Youth Weeks have sprouted up in other places. So now it's international in that sense.
So Youth Week started in Toronto and it spread to other places?
Yeah, we've been doing Youth Week for so many years. We
were sort of Toronto the instigators. Has the world's oldest Youth Week. So it's another thing Toronto's known for.
Yeah. Yay, Toronto.
I was going to, just before we go, I know, Jonathan, are you going to have any of your work displayed at Youth Week?
I'm doing a...
I know you're
still doing on May 9th, I'm actually doing a live painting. I think it's 6x3 or something like this. 6x3, so it'll be a nice big one. And... yeah, it'll be really fun. So if you guys come check it out, it'll be great.
Okay, cool.
What exactly is a live painting? That sounds kind of cool. What is, like, it kind of moves around?
Yeah, you move and you paint. No. Well, it's pretty much like you have an open canvas for people to see, and you just paint on spot. That's pretty much what it is.
It depends on whatever.
You know, like how it works, but we'll see what happens.
How would yours work?
How would I work? Yeah, why not?
Are you gonna kind of decide when you get there?
Spur
of inspiration.
We'll see, and then we'll see how it works. Like in terms of, you know, if people want to get down, maybe it would have.
There'll also be a place for people to paint as well.
So
if people want to come and participate.
So what's happening to the canvas after the fact?
I think it's being donated. Yeah,
I think it's coming to our closing show for Youth Week. It's awesome. Coming to the Send Begin show, I think. Is that okay?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Fine with me.
Yeah.
So you can see it at Metro Hall if you come to our closing.
Woo-hoo! All right. And once again, that's youthweek2007.org.
Yep.
We're just out of time. But Youth Week this week. Any last words or...
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem. And yeah, that's once again, that's Devin, Jonathan, and Kathy. And so, you know, Hit us up next week, same time, same channel. You know, www.catchtheflavor.com. It's your girl, ICE. Catch the Flavor. Holla back.